Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Dave Meyer. Batting ninth, the catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, John Butcher. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting seventh, the DH, Ben Oglaby. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher strikes out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gaetti moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive towards short. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Butcher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Cooper reaches third base with a triple. Riles goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Teufel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Butcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to third. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Gagne moves to second. It's 5-1, Brewers. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Gagne moves to third. Meyer moves to second. Bob Gibson now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gagne scores. Meyer moves to third. Laudner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Brewers. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Laudner moves to third. Puckett moves to second. It's 5-3, Brewers. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Simmons for a passed ball. Gaetti moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Washington now playing shortstop. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Dave Meyer. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.